Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Saturday morning. Idlewild owes the city $862,354 in deferred taxes. Officials at the Idlewild Golf and Country Club didn't want the public to know how much they owe the city in deferred taxes, but a leaked document has revealed the dollar amount. The private golf course owes the city $862,354 in deferred taxes, as of the fiscal year ending October 31, 2022, which is up almost $20,000 from the previous year. This, according to the club's April 24 annual shareholders meeting agenda, which was leaked to Sudbury.com in a letter sent anonymously. Idlewild's tax deferral deal, finalized in 1966 by the City of Sudbury and grandfathered by the City of Greater Sudbury, fixed the golf course property of the day at an assessed value of $71,490. This is the number general, school and special purpose property tax levies are applied against. Although the 1966 fixed amount is in the books, Idlewild is still billed the full amount based on their actual assessed property value each year, which at the latest update was $4.08 million. Each year, they're eligible to pay a minimum amount based on the 1966 fixed rate, which remains in the books as a deferred amount they owe the city, and now totals $862,354. Read the full story here. Mayor, 11 councillors won't talk about Idlewild tax deal. The vast majority of Greater Sudbury City Council has opted to remain silent when it comes to Idlewild Golf and Country Club's special tax deal with the city. Only one of Greater Sudbury's 13-member city council responded to Sudbury.com's inquiry with questions regarding the tax deal. In place since 1966, the tax deal has allowed Idlewild to defer payment of a portion of their taxes each year. As of last year, the total deferred amount owing hit $862,354. This deferred amount, which incurs an interest rate of 4% according to a city bylaw, can remain unpaid until such time as their land ceases to be used as a golf course. If that were to become the case, the city would either have to be paid the balance or given the land. Read the full story here. September partial opening planned for 137-unit seniors building. The 137-unit assisted living facility under construction in Sudbury's Minnow Lake neighborhood is anticipated to partially open by September and fully open by the end of the year. Bawa Hospitality Group owner Danny Bawa joined staff, city councilors and prospective residents for a tour of the partially complete building on Wednesday. There's huge demand in Sudbury, Bawa told Sudbury.com while touring a completed model unit on the main floor, adding that some developers in the Greater Toronto area are afraid of Sudbury because it's cold and has a reputation for being a difficult place to find subtrades. Bawa Hospitality Group had no such difficulty, he said, adding that the vast majority of subtrades on the six-story building were from the Greater Sudbury area. The building broke ground in August 2021. Its first four floors are anticipated to open to residents by September and the balance of the building is expected to open by the end of the year. Its construction was aided by the city deferring development charges for 6 years, which Bawa said gave the project an early boost. Read the full story here. May is lucky for these two Sudburians. April may be the cruelest month, but for two Greater Sudbury residents, May is the lucky month. Natasha Campbell of Hanmer is celebrating after winning a $300,000 prize playing Instant Plinko, while Terry Zuck of Sudbury matched 6 of 7 encore numbers to win $100,000 in the May 13th Lotto 649th draw. When I won a chip drop, I didn't know what it was at first. I was unfamiliar with the game, Campbell told OLG Prize Center staff in Toronto. I was a little confused at first. Then I was excited to come to the prize center and to drop the chip on the Plinko board. The 35-year-old plans to pay some bills and save some for her daughter. We're talking about a vacation and maybe a concert, Natasha said. It's awesome, it's a dream come true. Read the full story here. North Bay, Sue linked to major human trafficking investigation. Police say a months-long labor trafficking investigation with links to three provinces has led to four arrests. Ontario Provincial Police say officers carried out arrests in the Toronto area and Simcoe County last week in connection to an investigation launched in February into the suspected trafficking of Mexican laborers. The four accused, between the ages of 27 and 72, face charges of human trafficking and receiving material benefits from trafficking. Police say the alleged victims, three men between the ages of 27 and 42, were recruited online, promised work permits and good-paying jobs in Canada. They were allegedly housed in an accused person's basement and in short-term rentals across Canada while they were expected to work at recycling facilities in Red Deer, Alta, Levi's, K, as well as North Bay and Sault Ste. Marie, Ont. Read the full story here. The Portugal Model. How one country is winning the war on drugs. In the early 1990s, Portugal was in the midst of a heroin and HIV crisis. Approximately 1% of their 10 million people had a heroin addiction, and the country held the highest rate of HIV infection in the European Union. By the late 1990s, half of the prison population was incarcerated on drug charges, mostly possession. But the decriminalization of drugs in 2001, and the shift from a criminal approach to a public health one, the so-called Portugal model, has had dramatic results. This shift, one of philosophy and law rather than morality, could potentially work in Canada. According to a New York Times analysis, the number of heroin users in Portugal has dropped from 100,000 to just 25,000 today. The number of HIV diagnoses caused by injection drug use has plummeted by more than 90%. Over the last 20 years, levels of drug use in Portugal are consistently under the European average, particularly with young people between the ages of 15 to 34. Instead of prison cells, drug-dependent individuals in Portugal are now offered treatment programs that integrate them back into society. Even police officers have benefited, now free to focus on intercepting large-scale trafficking and uncovering smugglers. Read the full story here. Hot and sunny weekend in the forecast. Expect a hot and sunny weekend as we say goodbye to May. For Saturday, expect sunny skies and a southwest wind at 20 km per hour in the morning. Today's high is 24. The UV index is 1, or low. For Saturday night, expect clear skies and a low of 9. For Sunday, expect more sun and high of 30. For Sunday night, clear skies and a low of 14.